this statement on behalf of Canada, New Zealand, and my own country, Australia. We thank the panelists for their presentations. We agree that consistent and comprehensive integration of gender into the mandates and working methods of human rights investigations is critical to achieving gender equality and to peace and security. We welcome efforts by investigative bodies of the Human Rights Council to strengthen gender integration in recent years, such as including gender advisors in investigation teams. We agree that further progress is needed to consistently integrate gender equality considerations into the work of the investigative bodies. Our countries call for investigative bodies to receive better support to analyse the root causes of gender-based human rights violations and abuses in conflict settings, including historical and structured gender equalities, norms, and multiple and intersecting forms of discrimination. Our countries also call for investigative bodies to receive support to further integrate the expertise, insight, and experience of survivors and civil society actors, including women's rights organisations and women human rights defenders who work tirelessly to defend women's and girls' human rights, often at the risk of reprisal or intimidation. What protection mechanisms and support can be provided to victims, survivors, civil society organisations and other experts to continue to ensure gender equality is mainstreamed in human rights investigations? Thank you.
Thank you, Ambassador. The floor is for you.